My grandfather was in the Civil War.
Really?
Yes, sir.
My grandfather
was a rebel.
Civil War.
All of we Southerners are rebels, you know. I went to Lakeland the other day to see a doctor. I had trouble with my lip. Yeah, you see this poncho hat I wear. Mm-hmm. The doctor put that on me. And he came in, little old doctor. He's a wonderful little old fella. I just fell in love with him.
He said,
Elmo, where are you from? I said, well, you're a rebel just like I am. I had found out he
Elmo,
was a
where
are
you from? Well, you're a rebel,
said, well,
just like
yes. And I won't say this for policy, but if I remember right, what he said, they were raised in Putnam County.
I won't say this for policy, in Georgia?
They were raised in Putnam County, Florida. Uh-huh. And he said he was of a family of 11. I said, you're a piker.
I'm a family of 14.
Ten boys and four girls. And all living today except one dead brother. And he just sat there and talked to him, and you don't have time. Finally, he said, Elmo, do you want me to do anything with that thing this afternoon, or you want to come back, make a date and come back? I said, what do you think I come over here for? He said, we'll get it right now then. I said, all right. So he got that one right there. And one doctor
did it right now.
Taking one out right there.
What is it?
It's this one was malignant, but this one wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But was of the form would have finally went
this
into
was
malignancy.
This one wasn't.
So he said, you get you a big hat, a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me
had me to get that
right there and keep that in my pocket.
Give me
that on every hour or two on my lip.
That right there.
He said, we'll keep them things off of there. And when you go in out in the sunshine, you wear that big hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the market with him the other afternoon in the public store up here. And one master meat cutter back there hollered, hello, Poncho. I said, yeah, Poncho Gonzalez.
Hello, Poncho.
So,
yeah, Poncho Gonzalez.
That's the... story of that.
Okay.
That's the
How old is your wife?
Story of that.
She's 18 days younger than me.
Okay.
What?
January the 25th, 1900.
Wow. What is her religion? Is she a Baptist?
That is, yeah.
And how far did she go to school over here, too? Or?
Now, you know, I think she went to school in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where her father moved. Her mother died. She was from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And
Her mother died
when she was 6 years old.
Okay.
Her father moved to Florida.
Her mother died.
And he married again over in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she went to school.
Yeah.
Lakeland school.
Okay. How far did she get in the school, do you know?
I think she finished the 8th grade.
Okay. You were starting to tell me about what you did to the land before you started farming.
Yeah, we'd go out in a piece of land that we wanted to clear. The first thing we'd do, we'd go to
the land that we wanted to clear.
And get a piece of timber about the size of that pole right there, about 5 to 6 feet long. Then we'd go to the blacksmith shop, get him to make us a long blade about 30 inches long. We'd drive that through that fat, lighted log. And it would protrude through there about 6 or 7 inches. We'd fix that with a... Well, we could put a single tree on it, put a U-bolt through there.